Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and winter is coming to an end. Just keep saying that to yourself. Don't judge the weather by the window. Look at your calendar and not what's happening outside, okay? Because if you're beginning or thinking of growing seedlings, then you have to start to plant them inside. And there are jobs that need to be done outside now that we are in March. Fruit trees need to be pruned. Fruit trees need to be sprayed. Roses need to be sprayed right now if you want to eliminate a lot of the insects, if you can find them. If you live in New England and there's a lot of snow on the ground and you can't see the roses, no, then you're going to have to hold off. But if you can do on a few of these jobs on a nice day, it will really help you in the long run. And if you have any questions, call us, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who do we have first this hour?
This is Tom from Massachusetts, who has a question about a berry plant.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good.
I had a question about acai berry plants.
Acai berry. I don't know what that is. Tell me about it.
It's like this berry. It's like the new super fruit, I guess. Pomegranate. But it grows in Brazil. And I ordered acai berry plant online, and they gave me all the instructions, like the food and the sunlight and the temperature to keep it in, and I followed all the instructions, and unfortunately, though, the plant died. So I was wondering if it was like possible to have an acai berry plant from Brazil and grow it up in Massachusetts, or if I got like scammed or something.
Well, I mean, it's not... You have to think that the climate in Brazil is going to be different than it is in Massachusetts. So we have to think that this is tropical, so that you can grow it outside during the summertime and into the fall, but in the fall it needs to come inside. So the first thing we're going to have to find out, and being that I'm not familiar with it, is this a plant that goes dormant during the winter? So where it grows in Brazil, does it go dormant? Does it lose its foliage and rest? Or is it evergreen? Okay, if it's an evergreen type plant, then you're going to have to bring it in the fall, about the time the kids go back to school, and treat it like a tropical houseplant, like a ficus tree, like a schefflera. So what you're going to need to do is to get back in touch with these people and look at the information that they sent you. I don't think, being from Brazil, unless it's a mountainous plant, and again, you're going to have to find out, does it need to go dormant, or is it a plant that needs to be growing all year? Okay, for example, a fig tree. If you live on Cape Cod, you can have fig trees planted in the ground. I live in Maine, and that fig tree has to spend the winter in my basement. Okay, another example, your spring blooming dogwood. it's called Cornus Florida. It's the one that blooms in April, May, depending on the season. The flowers come out first, and then you get foliage. That tree does great in, you know, southern New England, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts. But in Maine, where I live, the tree will grow, but the flower buds die during the winter. They're not able to survive the winter, and the reason is the bud of the spring-blooming dogwood, Cornus Florida, has no covering over it. All it is four petals. Two petals, one on top of each other, and then two petals go in the opposite direction on top of there. The Coosa dogwood, on the other hand, is hardy in southern Maine because it has a bud covering. So what you've got to do, Tom, is to find out from the company how the plant is treated in Brazil. And then you've got to try and mimic that growing season here. You can grow an avocado in your house. It can go outside during the summer and then back in the house. But the avocado that grows in Florida is a tree that's going to get 25 feet tall and 25 feet wide and larger and produces avocados. You'll never get an avocado tree to grow in your home unless you've got a greenhouse. And even then, it's going to be iffy. So do a little bit more research. But the main thing is it winter hardy? And I'm going to guess no. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Joanne from Massachusetts, who has a question about clematis.
Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning to you, too. I have a question about clematis, and, this is a sweet autumn clematis, and the other one is a silver lace vine, and I have them growing on an arbor in my backyard, and they intertwine with each other. Unfortunately, the arbor is rotting out. It is falling down. And what I wanted to know, is this a good time of the year to cut it down to as low as I can go so I can get at the wood of the arbor and replace it?
Yeah, this is the perfect time, Joanne. You timed it perfect. See, right now, I mean, it doesn't have to be done today because I'm sure you've got snow like everybody else. As soon as the snow is gone and the frost is coming out of the ground, take both of your plants and cut them back to 5 or 6 feet if you want. Okay? Right now, all of the energy is in the ground, in the roots of the plants, where it's stored for the winter. When the ground thaws, warms up, the energy will move from the roots up into the stems, break the buds from dormancy, and they'll begin to grow. So you don't want to wait until the new growth has already started and then cut those branches and throw them away. Do the pruning before the new growth forms on the plant. So between now and April 1st, cut it back. When the frost is gone, pull out the old posts, put in some new posts, build your arbor, and then you can reattach these 5-6 foot tall plants back to the post and then train them to go back up again, and you'll be all set. Now, use either a cedar post to go in the ground, or you want to use a pressure treated type post or something that's been treated to go in the ground. If you can only find like a 4x4 or a 4x6, go to a paint store or the lumber yard where you buy it, and you can buy a wood preservative that you can paint on the wood that's going in the ground. You don't have to paint the whole thing. Whatever is going in the ground, you need to put some kind of preservative in there to prevent the microbes the roots of the trees from getting into that lumber. Okay? And that will make it last longer. But timing is perfect. You need to prune before the plant wakes up so that the portion that you're going to remove is not filled with energy and you throw it away. If you prune it before it wakes up, the energy that's there will only go into what remains. Now you've got a surplus of energy to encourage more growth and more buds to wake up and faster growth. Great question and very, very timely. I appreciate that. 800-259-9231. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Joanne. I'm going to use that in next week's column on pruning of your outside plants. That will be one of the topics in next week. Now, if you've never received our newsletter, most of you have a computer, go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Click on it, put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you'll get a free newsletter. While you're there, look at this week's. I talked about apple trees, a Korean rhododendron that's the very first one to bloom, and that's coming up shortly. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance. From the industrial age to the space age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don't look out the window. Look at the calendar, okay? That's what we want you to think about. And if you're looking for a plant to put on your property that will tell you that spring is coming, there's a couple. One of them is called a rhododendron macronulatum or Korean rhododendron. We talked about it in the newsletter this past week. It's a rhododendron that loses all of its leaves, and people think of it as an azalea. But it's a rhododendron. It's a pinky lavender bloom, and it will bloom even with snow on the ground. It's a good thing. Witch hazel is another. If you live on Cape Cod, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and South, it's probably in bloom right now. So there are plants that will tell you that spring is just around the corner. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jimmy from Cape Cod, who has a question about moss.
Jimmy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
The question I have for you, you've answered before, and I tried both of them. I have a problem with moss, my front lawn. I use the powdered lime. Nothing. I use the pelletized lime. Nothing. What else do you have up your sleeve to help me?
Do you have any clay in your yard by any chance?
I have a lot of sand. Go ahead.
So there's no clay, because I know some places on Cape Cod they do have a clay type soil.
Yes.
Okay, what you need to do, I mean, just putting down 1 year's application of lime is not going to solve the problem. It's something that you're going to need to do on a regular basis. So, Jimmy, what I would do is this. Put down your lime, and you're going to open up your spreader fully so that it just falls, just like a cloud of dust. And when you put it in your drop spreader at that rate, one bag will treat 500 square feet. So what I would suggest to do, if you have 10,000 square feet of actual grass, you need to buy 10 bags of lime, and you need to put it on. And you need to do it spring, and if you want to do it again in the fall, do it again in the fall. But it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. Okay? If you have a local landfill, or what we always called it was the dump, when you go to the dump to bring your trash, see if there's a place where they say, dump your wood ash from your stove. And if you see that, bring some buckets or some barrels and pick it all up. Bring it home. And take that wood ash from your stove, fireplace, or from the landfill and spread it in the areas where you have a lot of moss. Moss is because your soil is acidic and is caused by maples, oaks, and pine trees. And by the rain that comes in from the Midwest. The acid rain comes in from Detroit and from big manufacturing areas. It settles and it will acidify the soil. So lime it heavy. Use wood ash if you have it. That will help a great deal. And if you had clay, I would tell you to get garden gypsum. Garden gypsum will open up the soil. And what it will do is this. Garden gypsum prevents the clay particles from sticking together. And the better your soil drains, the less likely that moss would survive. Moss has a root system about 1 to 2 inches long. And if the soil stays dry, the moss cannot survive. Moss needs moisture, dampness, humidity, and that's why you see it in the shade more than you do in a full sun lawn. So if you're noticing that it's in the shade, get some gypsum. You can buy a liquid gypsum from a company called Soil Logic. Your garden centers have it. It's a liquid. You just screw it onto the end of your hose. You apply it, and that will prevent the roots from getting all the water that they want. So try the liquid gypsum and lime and wood ash. If you can get wood ash, spread it, especially where it's really, really heavy. That will help.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. A thing that you should be thinking about is if you have bulbs in your basement that are being stored, check them out today to see if they're beginning to sprout. Okay, and the other thing is, some of these bulbs can be started in your home right now. And if you want a step-by-step directions on how to do it, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, sign up for it, and then read this week's newsletter. I gave you a whole detailed directions on what pot size and how to start your bulbs that are in storage, things like begonias, cannas, calla lilies, caladium, dahlias, things like that. It's all on the newsletter and it's free. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Karen from New Hampshire, who has a question about containers.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Thank you. I'm calling about container gardening. Just to give you a quick background, I'm a beginning gardener. My 7-year-old and I last year planted red peppers and tomatoes, and they did very well. Corn, blueberries, and raspberries, we got basically nothing from. This year, he wants to branch out and add to the tomatoes and peppers that we grow. And he's been asking about butternut squash, pumpkins, and cucumbers. the containers that I the containers that we use for gardening are about 14 to 15 inches tall and about a foot across. So I don't know if there is enough soil there to support. I'm guessing that pumpkins and butternut squash are vines.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't know if there's enough dirt and nutrients there in a container to do those.
Okay. Well, I mean, if he's able to water those containers every day,
yeah,
and to feed them often, he will be able to have something. I wouldn't say plant those great big giant pumpkins that are going to get, you know, 500 pounds plus, but he could do the little sugar pumpkins. Butternut squash he could do. But he is going to have to say to himself that this plant in that container is totally relying on him for everything that it needs. And if he doesn't water it enough, it's not going to grow. If he doesn't feed it enough, it's not going to be able to produce the fruit, the foliage that it needs to grow. So, he's going to have to get a calendar on a wall where he will see it every day. And they're going to have to say to him, okay, we're going to fertilize these plants every other Saturday. So on the calendar, you're going to write, I fed the plants. Then 2 weeks later, he's going to have to do the same thing so that he feeds these plants on a regular basis with something like Miracle-Gro or Root and Bloom. Okay? Watering. He can't say, I'm going to do it when it needs it, because if he's going to be a plant like butternut squash or pumpkin, that produces a lot of foliage. It's going to need more water than a green pepper plant because it grows so much smaller. So he's got to feed more often, water more often, and then, I mean, he won't get a lot, but he should be able to get a couple of pumpkins. He should be able to get some butternut squash with it, but he's got to give it some room to run. So if he's planting it on a deck and your space is limited, you can't use a vine-type plant. You could grow summer squash or zucchini, which is a clump, and he can grow that in a container. But the smallest container I would use would be like a 5-gallon bucket. Nothing smaller than that. So if your pot is only a foot in diameter, you could grow green peppers without a problem. He could grow lettuce. He could grow Swiss chard. He could grow spinach early on in the season. He could grow green beans. He could grow peas. But in a 1-gallon or a 12-inch pot, butternut squash and pumpkins is really not going to be able to give you enough. Even though it's deep, you should have at least an 18-inch diameter pot and 12 to 18 inches in depth. That would get plenty of soil. Okay? So think about that, and you'll do a lot better. The bigger the container, the better the results he'll have. Thank you. Great question. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from New Hampshire, who has a question about seeds.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have questions about seedlings or starting seeds, and I bought some packets. And when you read in the back, some of it says, you know, that you can put them direct in the garden, like leeks, onions, and a few others. And more particular, I guess, on the leeks, I don't know whether it's better to start them indoors and transplant them as sets, or whether I should just sow them directly in the garden. And I also want to know if I could start my tomatoes now indoors. So leeks and tomatoes.
Okay. Leeks and onions you should start indoors now. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a nice seed tray, clean seed tray, some starter soil, and you're going to plant them and just kind of pat them down with the palm of your hand and then water. And then if you can put a clear dome over it, or if you don't have a clear dome, get some like popsicle sticks or something like that, put it in the four corners of your tray, and then cover it with a piece of saran wrap to hold the humidity in that tray, like a little mini greenhouse. And when the onions and the leeks begin to grow, you know, you're going to take off that covering, give them plenty of light, keep them nice and moist, not overwatering, but water as needed. When they get up to be about 2 inches in height, maybe even a little bit taller, you're going to take some scissors, you're going to cut them in half. And that's going to stop the upwards growth, but will give you some girth, some size to the little piece of grass coming up. And once it gets up to be about 4 inches, you're going to cut it back to about 2. Until it's the size of a toothpick. And you can begin to see the little white bulb form at the soil level. That's the beginning of your onion. That's the beginning of your leeks. Now, once you see a little bulb, then you're going to allow it to grow a little bit taller. And as it gets bigger and thicker, you're going to maybe prune it one more time. But let it cut up to about 2, 2.5 inches. Cut it to an inch. Then let it get up to be about 3 or 4 inches and cut it down to 2. And that will give it some time to build some nice thick stems. If you plant the onion by seed in your garden or your leeks by seed, you really won't get anything. So they need to be started in the house right now. And then you're going to transplant them directly into the garden. And the bigger your leeks, the better they're going to be. Because leeks are planted in a hole. So when you put them out, you're going to have a plant that's going to be in the 4 to 5 inch range. And I love leeks, and I plant them every year. You take a stick or the end of your trowel, make a hole about 4 inches deep, set your seedling into the hole, and put about an inch of soil over it, leaving a hole with this little green grass-like thing coming out of the center. As it develops, you add a little bit more soil, and slowly you fill the entire hole, because what's going to be in the ground will be the white flesh of the leek. Onions, on the other hand, are planted shallow. And we'll be doing a story on onions and leeks in the weeks to come as we get closer to the planting time. But the main thing is start them now. Now, tomatoes, you want to start them about a month before you're going to put them out. So depending on where you live, if you live on Cape Cod, normally May 1st you can plant. If you live in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live, we're not planting until the 15th of May on the average. Some years sooner, some years a little bit later. But normally between the May 1st and May 15th, which means that you would start your tomatoes April 1st. So give it another couple of weeks, and then you can start. But no sooner than like the third or fourth week in March. Thank you. And if you were to receive the newsletter, we did a list about 3 weeks ago on all of that. When to plant all of your seedlings inside and when to plant outside. Another reason to subscribe for the newsletter. So go to paulparent.com, subscribe for it. And then we've archived all of the newsletter for the last year. So if you go back 3 weeks, maybe a month, and just click on that date, you will see the one that will give you the list of how and when to start all of your vegetables, either in the home or directly in the garden. Thank you. Dawn, who's next?
This is Karen from New Hampshire, who has a question about some willows.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm on a mission this year. Last year, I missed the pussy willow bloom. So I just have a couple questions of... I'm trying to look for them this year, and I'm not really sure if they're in bloom or how long they stayed bloomed, and where's a good place to find them. And what I had done was 3 years ago, I had taken a clipping off from my friend's curly willow tree, and I put it in water, and it rooted, and the tree's been growing for about 3 years. It's about 4 feet high.
Great.
And I assume that with all the willows that you can root them and plant them as a tree like I have done with this other tree. So my question is, I'm looking for them. Like, where's a good place to find them? Are they in bloom, like, right now, or am I looking too early? Or
okay. Pussy willows... The normally the time that you start to see pussy willows are during flower shows. So the Rhode Island flower show was last week. They had them there. The New England flower show is coming up, I think, next week. And the Maine flower show is either, I think, the week after that. They will have pussy willows wherever you see a flower show. Also, your local florist, your local garden center or greenhouse. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about pussy willows. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Morning and welcome back to the Paul Frank Gun Club. Our phone number, it's toll free, 800-259-9231. We have some open lines, so if you've got a question, now is the time to call. 800-259-9231. We're talking with Karen about pussy willows. And this time of the year, the pussy willows that are available have been forced. They've been cut and put into a greenhouse with some heat, and it's making them come into bud. And what happens is when it gets to that fuzzy white bud, they're taken out of water and shipped to the greenhouses, nurseries, florists, and things like that, and all of the flower shows. If you know where there's pussy willow growing, and you can get permission from the people, you can go cut your own pussy willows right now. They live where it's swampy and wet and damp. And it's a wild plant. And they can be cut at this time of the year, put in a vase of water, and they will come into bud. And when they get to the bud stage, then you drain it so that it doesn't grow and it will stay with that fuzzy bud. If you allow it to continue to grow, the bud will make what's called a catkin, which is a bloom. The catkin will make a flower, and then eventually it will fall, and then leaves will come. Now, as soon as you see that there is a root about an inch in diameter, take that pussy willow out of the water. And what you want to do is this, or you can do this right off the bat. Take a plastic juice or milk container, a half a gallon size. Take the top of the plant off. So now you're going to have like a 4-inch by 4-inch opening, but you're going to have a lot of depth to it. Fill it with soil and then make it so that it's like mud. Stick three or four branches into this muddy mixture. Do not make drainage holes. Okay? So what you want is a mud-type growing condition. Push the stem into the whole length of the bottle. That will give you a stem into the mud about 9 to 12 inches in depth. And roots will develop on the entire branch that's in the mud. You're going to keep it nice and warm. The buds are going to open. The catkins will form. The leaves will form. And you're going to be able to see through the milky plastic roots developing. In May, this plant should have a good size root system. Then you dig a hole and you can plant it directly in your garden. And there are different types of pussy willows. There's some really beautiful varieties. There's a Japanese fantail. And instead of having a round branch, it gets fat, it twists, it turns, and the shape of it is incredible. There's a greenhouse in Maine that I go to called Skillin's. They're in Falmouth, Forsyth. And if you go to Skillin's greenhouse, right near the garden center, they have a Japanese pussy willow tree, and it's huge. Ask them if they sell plants. If they don't, ask them if they would cut some branches for you. It doesn't hurt to ask. But this is a beautiful pussy willow, and once you see it, you have to have one for your property, especially if you have a damp area. Okay, Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Rich from Massachusetts, who has a question about snow mold.
Rich, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Center, to the Paul Perry Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I live down in the Cape in Sandwich, and
yes,
we've had a lot of snow this year, and now it's all gone. The ground is saturated with water, and I'm worried about molds coming in.
For your lawn?
Yes.
Okay. The thing that you want to do is as soon as you can walk on that grass without it giving you that squishy sound, you know, telling you that it's really, really muddy, get your rakes out and rake the grass. Because snow mold will live where the grass has been packed down with the weight of the snow. And once you scratch the ground, you lift up those blades of grass so now the air can circulate around it. Snow mold won't be a problem. So give it a good cleaning. Get the dead grass out. Stand up the grass, and that will help a great deal.